Could you explain what you mean by a nonlinear event?
Well, it's one in which the response begins slowly, but you reach a certain point and suddenly things collapse, so you get a very rapid change. And you can imagine that in the case of large ice sheet. There are several processes that contribute to more rapid loss of ice. As you have melt on the surface of the ice sheet, it descends through holes and crevasses to the surface and lubricates the base so that the ice sheet begins to move faster. There's ice at the edge of the continent, both Greenland and especially West Antarctica, which holds back the ice streams. But as the ocean warms and those ice shelves melt, that's like taking the cork out of a bottle, and the stuff can come out much more rapidly. And even as the ice sheet begins to decrease in size, the surface lowers to a lower altitude where it's warmer, and so it melts faster. And so you get these multiple positive feedbacks, and then you get a sudden collapse, and sea level goes up very rapidly. We're going to guarantee that that happens eventually if we get warming, I would argue, of more than 1 degree Celsius additional above that of year 2000.
Now, the present IPCC physical assessment has a center point of about 3 degrees centigrade increase in temperature.
Yeah, so that's inconsistent with the numbers that they gave for sea level. Now, IPCC could not estimate the ice sheet contribution because it is a nonlinear problem and they don't know how to do it. But I think they should warn people more strongly about that danger, because I think it's the greatest danger that humanity faces in the global warming problem.
Professor Hansen, how do you see this report affecting policy? What do you expect to happen among policymakers now that this latest assessment is out?
Well, I think it will have a very positive effect. I think there's already movement among policymakers, and there's a better understanding of the public, and things are moving in the right direction, and I think this could give an added impetus to that. The thing that we need to guard against is ineffective incrementalism. What we need is strong actions, not some weak actions that slow down the growth rate a bit. We've got to get on a path where emissions are actually decreasing.
Dr. James Hansen is director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies. Thank you so much, sir.
It's great to be here.